Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
We are here. We are live. We are The Drive, Bob and Jeff, on a Memorial Day. A warm, toasty, sunny Memorial Day.
Is it?
I hope you're all into it for the right reasons. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock this evening, after which we take off.
What are the wrong reasons to be in it?
Memorial Day to me is honoring those who have served, quite simply.
Well, I think that's...
And that's... You can have your little cookouts and your little barbecues and your little whatever, but you better put up a flag at your house. You better honor it, and you better get busy.
Do you have a flag up at your house?
Do you know who I'm married to? Flag lady. That's who I call
her. We have a flag pole at our house. Never put a flag up on it.
Well, maybe you should.
Well, we don't own a flag of any kind.
They sell them.
We don't own
one. You know, in America, they sell the American flag.
I know, but we don't own one, meaning we haven't bought one.
Well, they sell them. They're available.
Right, they sell a lot of stuff that we don't own.
So no flag at the Jeff Lutz house.
Correct.
Well, how do you justify that? As an American on Memorial Day.
No offense, but I lived with you from my entire childhood and into adulthood.
We put flags up every year.
You never had a flag.
Baloney.
You never had a flag.
Baloney.
Period.
I've had a flag for the last 10 years.
No, you haven't. But that's okay.
8. My wife's taught me a better way of life.
Well, good.
Honor veterans.
Okay.
Your grandfather was a veteran. My father was a veteran. I don't know
right.
How much military service outside of that you have in your family.
Probably not much.
You should have served. Well, we won't even go there. What I should have done is send you off.
To the military?
Yes.
I don't think I would have probably enjoyed.
I should have just had them come and get you. That might have taught you some respect.
That is for people much tougher, more brave, and more courageous than me.
Well, we're proud of everyone who served. Everyone who gave their lives serving so that we could do this show today, amongst other things. Tommy, do you have much military in your family?
Yep.
Tommy has some. Do you have a flag up? No. Again.
Again. Do we need the flag to prove it?
No, but
okay.
It's just a nice gesture, I guess. We went to the cemeteries last night and today. Did you make it over to Old Mission?
No, I should have. We just had a time crunch today. A failure. I've went every other year, so I don't know. It's just a bad effort by me today.
Well, we need to get down to Winfield, where a good part of my family is. So we might do that next weekend. Who knows? What else have you been doing on Memorial
Well,
Day?
We went and saw the new... What is it called? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is it new?
Yeah. What do you mean, is it new?
I thought it's been out a couple weeks.
Well, it's new. It's the new movie.
How was it?
It's fine.
Was it entertaining?
I love Dave Bautista.
Is he good in it?
Well, he's fantastic.
How's Chris Pratt?
He's fine. I like Chris Pratt. He's good in the film. It was a well-acted film all the way around, but for me, the highlight was Bautista.
Who else is in it?
Chris Pratt.
I know Chris
Zoe
Pratt.
Zoe Saldana. Bradley Cooper does a voice. There's some guy I think you would know, man. I got to look him up. But Sylvester Stallone has a cameo in it.
Really?
Kurt Russell is in it. It's a nice little film. It's a good film. I think you would have enjoyed it. It's entertaining.
Well, I like that. I like the first one. I guess I could see the second one, although it's not pulling me in. I did see a movie over the weekend called Get Out that I've heard so much about. People talk about it. There's very rarely
a movie.
Is that
why you saw it?
There's very rarely a movie that comes out that creates buzz anymore. This one did. And it was a big hit, apparently, on the Wichita State basketball team, from what I heard. And Paul Sullentrop liked it, and others who saw it raved about it. And I'd give it an A-. That's a high grade for me.
That's sure is.
We'll get Mike Furchus on Wednesday to talk movies. Michael Rooker. You appear to be in one of those arm's length moods today.
Michael Rooker. Do you know who that is?
No, have no idea.
He looks familiar. I just don't know what he might have been in, but he was good.
No idea about Michael Rooker. Wasn't he in the first one?
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know his career. He's beyond my.
He plays Yondu.
I don't know Yondu.
He was in The Walking Dead.
Michael Rooker? Yeah. Well, show me a picture.
He played Merle Dixon.
Oh, I know Michael Rooker. He was a horrific character in The Walking Dead.
Well, he's a scary-looking kind of guy, and he is
a scary-looking guy.
He plays intimidation very well, but I won't give any. I don't know what people know about
Michael
the movie.
Rooker set the tone early in The Walking Dead. I'll give him credit. He set a tone. Now, I didn't survive for long, but he was...
Well, don't ruin that for people.
Who hasn't watched The Walking Dead?
I haven't, but I have no interest.
You never will.
No, I won't.
I finally stopped watching it. I finally just said, I can't do this anymore. The story's plotting. I get it. They're trying to survive. I understand. But The Walking Dead finally lost me about 2 seasons ago. Tommy, you in The Walking Dead? No, Tommy's not there.
We got Washington today, by the way, in our list of cities, top 10 iconic athletes.
Well, because it's Memorial Day, why not Washington, D.C.?
Oh, sure, I get you.
You get what I'm saying?
This
now,
is
we could wait till July 4th, but to me, Arlington National Cemetery represents Memorial Day.
This is going to be impossible.
I think it's easy.
No, it's not.
I think it's much easier than Cincinnati.
Well, name the teams that we're going through.
The Washington Senators.
Okay.
The Washington Wizards.
Right.
The Washington Bullets. The Washington Nationals. The Washington Capitals. And the Washington Redskins.
Well, there's one you're leaving out that was pointed out to me on Twitter. The Homestead Grays out of Washington, D.C. You might want to give their alumni a quick...
Who pointed that out to you?
Alan Gales gave us a list that had... one guy that definitely needs to be included, and from that team and that franchise.
Let me ask you this, okay? Not to detract from the Homestead Grays, but these lists are iconic athletes in a city. It gets tough. The Homestead Grays obviously will have many, many players from the Negro Leagues who are household names now. The question I have about it, how popular was it in those days?
I imagine it was pretty popular.
But I'm curious.
It was baseball played with flair in a time where that wasn't existent.
Are we going to include Negro League baseball in all of our discussions?
Well, we probably already did. We do Pittsburgh already. We probably should have done it there with the Pittsburgh.
Well,
Crawfords.
What about Kansas City?
Yes,
Buck O'Neill would certainly be very high
Satchel
on anybody's
Paige.
List. Buck O'Neill would be higher.
No.
Yes.
He wouldn't.
Now he's an icon. He is the icon.
Satchel Paige is the icon in Negro League baseball.
Yes, but Buck O'Neill in Kansas City is as iconic. I mean, it's either Buck O'Neill or George Brett.
I think it's Satchel. Buck O'Neill we love, certainly, because of what he did post-career in Kansas City, being an ambassador.
You know what, Alan Gales? Just play some face-off when we call on you. And then we'll talk about it later.
Well, he had a good list.
I'm sure he did. Who's on that list? Goose Goslin?
No.
I don't think he played in the Negro Leagues. Josh Jackson?
Josh Gibson. Yes.
Who else?
Well, you have Cool Papa Bell, Oscar Charleston, Judy Johnson, Buck Leonard.
Some of the most famous
Cumberland
names.
Cumberland Posey, Smokey Joe Williams. They all played.
Some of the most famous names to ever play in the league.
In
I
baseball.
I get it.
Are you going to leave those guys off?
Are you?
Maybe a couple. But I was heavy on Redskins going into this list.
Why did Alan Gales have to pop off? Just when you start to like him. And doesn't this throw an entire new wrinkle into this?
I don't know.
We're going with the four major American sports.
Well, baseball, I
MLB,
hate to break it.
NHL, NBA, NFL.
It was the Negro National League.
All right. You know, you put the host into a tough situation here, but the host is making an executive decision.
No Negro
that
leagues?
The four major leagues of today are eligible.
On Memorial Day, we're doing that.
Are eligible.
An inclusive.
And you're making it sound like I'm, really? Is that where you're going?
I'm just saying.
Why do you have to talk? Why this show would be.
They played professional baseball in Washington, D.C., the Homestead
Braves.
So
you're inclined to include.
I would be, yes.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Okay? If you went to Washington, D.C. today and you said, who's more iconic, Cool Papa Bell or Rick Barry? Who would lead that?
Cool Papa Bell.
Rick Barry played in San Francisco. I was looking at the wrong list. Cool Papa Bell or John Riggins?
Probably John Riggins.
Cool Papa Bell or Art Monk?
Quit going through your list.
Oh, I've got 100 names written down. I don't have any list yet.
Well, but you know those guys are going to be on.
This throws a different dynamic into it that we're not going to include. Sorry.
What do you mean a different dynamic?
I'll take the heat.
Why?
I've just decided. Somebody has to decide.
Well, I'm putting them on.
You can do what you want.
Okay, I will.
It's your list.
I'm going to put them on the list.
Okay. Well, you don't know. All you know is you know the history. You never saw any of these people play.
Well, no kidding.
So go for it.
I also never saw. Well, it's fine. It's not like I sat and watched Art Monk every Sunday.
You know, I hope you watched him.
But it's not like, oh, that catch he had against the Jets, wow. No. Just know he was good, just like I know Josh Gibson was good.
So you're including?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. That's up to you.
I will.
So you'll have to now include them in every city we do.
So?
It's now the NHL, NBA, NFL, MLB, and Negro League Baseball. There you go. There's your five that you're... And that's fine if that's what you want to do. It's a decision you've made.
But there are all-time greats. They're all-time greats in the sport of baseball. It's not like I'm just going to throw some 290 hitter from the Negro League just to make a
do
point.
Do we include the ABA then?
Of course.
We do?
Yeah.
So here we had a good idea for a spring-summer game.
It's still a good idea.
And now we're throwing in the American Basketball Association.
Well, is Dr. J not worthy of being on somebody's list?
He's not in Carolina or Virginia or wherever he played.
Well, we should do a Virginia list.
He's certainly worthy of being on the Philadelphia list because he played in the NBA. And George McGinnis, did we do it in Indianapolis already?
No.
He shouldn't be on the
I agree.
Well, he played for the Pacers. So for that reason, he played in the NBA as well as the ABA.
Well, I agree he shouldn't be on the list, but if you're an all-time great in the sport...
George McGinnis is one of the great Indiana Pacers of all time.
So?
Started in the ABA, played in the NBA.
Well, if he's good enough to make the list, then I suppose he will, but it's not because he didn't
when
play
we do,
in the ABA.
When we
NBA.
Do the... I think the Kentucky Colonels played in Lexington. Are we going to include Eric Dampier?
Well, Louis Dampier would be
Louis Dampier.
Included.
Are we going to include him?
No, because we're not doing Lexington.
Well, we might. They had the ABA franchise.
Well, then we'll do 10 Kentucky Colonels. I'm ready for it.
Disheartening news. Baseball right now is just not. It's hard to plod through it. The Cardinals are terrible. Your team's struggling. Tommy's Tigers. And now the Kansas City Royals, who aren't playing well anyway, learn that Danny Duffy's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with an oblique strain, their best pitcher. Do the Royals now say, we're sellers definitely at the trade deadline, we're gonna change the dynamic and the face of our organization?
Well, you just
who
said
do they trade?
I don't know. I think it's still a little bit maybe too early to make that determination.
Well, it's early.
They should probably...
We're 2 months away from the trade deadline, so obviously there's plenty of time. But with this many pending free agents and a team that's out of the gates at 21-28. You got to weigh what you can get in return for some of these folks and try to rebuild your organization. I think a major fire sale is going to happen at Kansas City.
Well, it might happen in the trade deadline. It might also happen over the
It might happen off-season. Earlier.
Well, it's with some of the guys who aren't pending free agents. So I'm talking about both of those times being potential selling periods for the Royals, but Lorenzo Cain's probably going to go. Mike Moustakas will probably go, and then you'll have elements of your pitching staff. If they can get a haul for Kelvin Herrera, he should go.
You better trade Vargas while he has high value too. Vargas is one of your, in fact, I'd try to trade him now.
But you also have to put 25 guys out on the field.
You can do that. Look what some of these teams have done. Look what the Reds did last year. Look what the Cubs did to get to where they are. You can put 25 guys out on the field. The Reds had a double-A or triple-A pitching staff
for most
of last year. Now you're starting to see them, some of these young players come up. The Reds are going to be a factor in a year or two. You saw the Brewers do the same thing. Start to sell off pieces, get young, plug their minor league system with prospects, and here they are.
Here they are. I guess it can work. I'm listening. I can watch again. The Houston Astros just took the lead on the Twins, which is good. Nice little comeback. Yes, it can work. The Cubs rebuilt from
the
bottom.
You're worried about the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, they're two up in the division. I'd like to catch them at some point.
Your team is just okay this year.
Maybe not. It's still May, so we'll see.
Well, we will see.
The Cubs did it right. They waited. They traded, and they didn't need
Yankees. Another example.
Well, the Yankees can spin their way out of any problem.
Well, but they didn't. They went the prospect route. They brought in a bunch of prospects, and they signed a bunch of really good players, Aaron Judge being a prime example. There's ways to get back. It's very rare that a team can stay consistently good for a long period of time.
Well,
it just
Yankees
doesn't
can.
Happen.
The Yankees can. They just haven't. They've been loading up for the free agent class of next offseason, not the upcoming offseason.
Well, that'll be unfair when they add Machado or Bryce Harper to this lineup.
Well, they're going to.
Well, that'll be unfair.
Oh, I know.
They'll be the most dominant team we've seen in a long
time.
Well,
if they can figure out their pitching, yes. That seems to be the element of the Yankees that hasn't quite come around yet. They're good. They're just not Yankee-like in the pitching
staff. No, they've got young pitchers coming in their farm system, too. Guys that they traded for. Some of their I looked at the Yankees' top 20 prospect list. A bunch of them are pitchers. So that they're on their way. The Yankees will dominate the American League like they used to. It's just taking them a while to build back up. There's not a lineup in the game you'd rather have than the Yankees right now.
Really?
Really.
Huh. I'd have to think about that.
I mean, Sanchez, Judge, Gregorius. Brett Gardner's killing it. Gregorius has been hot lately.
No offense to D.D. Gregorius, but I could...
Starlin Castro's had a nice year so far. Matt Holliday's giving them, it makes me sick. Matt Holliday's producing for the Yankees.
Well, they're finding ways to get the most out of the guy.
So that's a team that I think can be a factor this year and certainly in future years. The best records in the game right now belong to Colorado, which I just saw three games over the weekend, and they're legitimate. Houston has the best record in baseball. The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Nationals, and the Yankees. Those are the six teams in baseball with the best records right now. Who surprises you most out of that list?
Read them again.
Houston, Colorado, the Dodgers, Arizona, Washington, and the Yankees.
I guess I would have to say...
You'd have to say Arizona.
No, I said Arizona at the beginning of the year. I told everyone who would listen that Arizona was a lot better than people were giving them credit for. Because their pitching is not going to be as bad as it was last year. Zach Greinke's not going to turn in another stinker of a season, and we've seen him not. He's been good this year.
He's been okay. He's been better than he was last year, for sure. He's still not the Zach Greinke of old.
He's been really good.
They've hit their way to this record with Goldschmidt and who else? Lamb. Greinke is 6-3. Yeah, he's been good. 3.24 ERA. Their pitching's been much better than you could have expected. But I feel like Arizona will come back to the pack just a little bit. I think they're good, but I don't think they'll hang with the Dodgers and the Rockies. I think it's going to be a two-team race.
I'll say Arizona gets one of the wild cards. Probably the second. Those might, they might all, both come from the West.
Well, they, right now they look like they will. You've got three really good teams. The Dodgers are really good. The Rockies are really good. And I haven't seen the Diamondbacks play yet. But
they're very
certainly
good.
On paper, they're good.
They're
they look
team.
Good.
They hit home runs. That's all you really need to do in today's environment is hit a bunch of home
sickening.
Runs.
Sickening.
Well, they do.
And you applaud that?
Why wouldn't I?
Because it's not baseball. The way you were brought up to play it. Think about, would you have even played baseball if...
Well, it's not like it starts at high school where you have to hit home runs. I covered the 5A tournament in an expansive X stadium. Not a single home run was hit. There's still value at the lower levels, but when you get to the big leagues, you're going to need to hit home runs. That's how you win today. That's the cycle of the game that we're in. You better hit home runs. The Royals have started to figure that out. They called up Jorge Bonifacio, who's hit a bunch. Anything else he brings to the team is a bonus, but you need him for the home runs.
This will likely ruin the game.
It's a cycle.
If that's
it's,
all that matters.
What do you mean? It's all that matters to, now.
What about going first to third? Does that matter?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
It doesn't matter. It's not like some romantic part of the game. If you have speed,
it's the best part of the game.
It's not. It's just a part of the game.
Watching guys run and go first to third or stretch a single into a double, those are the parts of the game of baseball that we romanticize.
Well, we should
stop.
Those
of us who have been around a while.
I've been around a while. We should stop.
We don't romanticize swinging uppercut, fly balls that barely get out of the state. We don't romanticize that. If there's a home run to be hit, we want a line drive into the fifth deck.
Why?
Because that's...
Why can't we just score runs? What's the difference between a single with a guy on second and a home run, a solo home run?
I want to see people run.
Well, you can see Edwin Encarnacion jog around the bases.
How's he doing, by the way?
He just hit a home run deep into the bushes back in
really?
Center field. His 10th. He's doing fine. He's got 10 homers. That's all we need.
So Danny Duffy's exit, he'll be back, what, 8 weeks? Would
Couple
not get him
away.
Back until right at the trade deadline. What does that do to the psyche of the Royals?
It probably doesn't help.
But do I feel bad for the Royals?
You just play
in
the
some
game.
Ways.
Everyone has injuries. Do you know how many injuries are in the game right now? There's a ton.
There are
so
a ton.
Many guys are hurt.
But this guy's an easily likable guy.
Why?
I've just heard him do interviews. Haven't you?
No, not really.
I've heard him do interviews. He was on Rome recently. He was really good on Rome. I've heard. I've been around when
he
was interviewed.
Why don't you start rooting for the Royals then?
That's, I don't hate the Royals suits, like you do.
I don't hate the Royals. I don't have much of an opinion. Like I don't hear Danny Duffy and go, "Great man, he's representing us well." Just I'm an Indians fan. Every other team is just go away. Just I don't care.
I hope you grow out of some of this stuff.
Grow out of what?
Grow out of just dismissing
fan?
everything else.
I watch every baseball game I can see.
Because
but
to
I
me,
don't have a vested...
it's important to embrace other players, other teams.
Well, I don't.
I mean, don't you get enjoy? Why do you watch so much baseball if you don't get enjoyment?
Because I love the game. I like.
Well, don't you like watching great players?
It might as well be faceless. They might as well not have faces.
So when Aaron Judge comes to the plate, you're not, I want to see him hit.
I guess. I saw him hit a home run yesterday, and the judges' chambers, or whatever they were called, went nuts out there at Yankee Stadium.
In spite of my incredible loyalty to the Cardinals, I have always admired other players. Going back to the era of the 60s where you had so many of the game's greats, you think I scoffed at Willie Mays or Hank Aaron?
I hope you would have.
Or Roberto Clemente?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I hope you would have. Yes. Why wouldn't you? This is a guy on a great player.
Because I recognize how great they were.
Right, we can do that. I recognize how great Mike Trout is. But when he's up at the plate, I hope he dies like a dog, as they say in Little Big League.
Who says that?
Little Big League.
Little Big League says, I hope he dies like a dog.
He says, Dave Magonin's up. The Twins need the Mariners to lose to get them in a better playoff position. He goes, Mags, I heard you're a great guy, but die like a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible. Tommy, take a break.
Just a movie.
All right, here we go. Celebrating Memorial Day. We have four passes plus some Ziggy's Pizza to give away to the Wichita Open coming up June 15th through the 18th, Crestview Country Club. Caller number four gets them. Four passes plus a Ziggy's Pizza. Caller number four, 869-1240. This is The Drive, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.